So I guess overall this time period, if I had two words of wisdom, the things I would say is fire is more important than anything else. You know, if you want to maintain a natural area, that should be your first priority, and it should be well-funded, not, I mean, Corkscrew often burns with interns, which is, you know, that's hard because they're just about trained by the time they leave, you know, kind of thing. So, but that's really important because the invasion of woody plants is universal. It's not just here. The willow are coming in the marshes here, but so are the wax myrtle and oaks in the flatwoods. And, at OK Slough, I spent tens of thousands of dollars getting rid of the myrtle that had come, wax myrtle that had come in the flatwoods in the area. I mean, I just came back from Uganda a year ago and, was talking with land managers there, and that's the same problem they have on the savannas, the lantana, which is also an exotic here. There's most of them are exotic, is taking over the savannas, and they're burning as much as they can. They can't, you know, and acacias and other plants. In Arizona, tamarisk is coming in the riparian systems. It's sometimes they're exotic, sometimes they're natives, but the result is the same. We're losing our herbaceous communities all over the world. And the one thing they all have in common is there's not enough fire. You know, so that's seems to me to be really important. And the other thing is just, I think I've already covered it pretty well, is long-term familiarity with an area is really important. It's, you know, a two-year study is only two data points. If you're there for 25 years, you got 25 data points. So you're much better off on seeing what's really happening and what kind of changes you're getting. So that's kind of my life with Audubon.